hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from warm and overcast Jupiter, Florida, and Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Palm Beach Cardinals, or the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And we should be good to go for an on-time start in game two of the series. For the Mets, they are trying to snap a 10-game losing streak. Meanwhile, Palm Beach trying to stay within striking distance of Jupiter for first place in the FSL East Division. This is game two, about 10 minutes away. Going to have an on-time start. Went through some rain earlier this afternoon, but it is now clear and dry. Should be good to go for nine uninterrupted innings tonight. We also avoided the rain yesterday afternoon in the series opener, which started at 5 o'clock, and Palm Beach really a sleepwalk victory over the Mets by a score of 7-3. They kind of broke the game open late. The Mets did score a run in each of their final three innings, but the bats were quiet. The pitching was shaky in the middle innings, and for the Mets, that was their 10th straight loss after losing the previous nine games, many of them in close fashion. That one never really felt like the Mets had a chance there at the end. Meanwhile, Palm Beach got off to a good start with the victory on this homestand. Mets limp into today's game at 12-22. One time a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, they were 12-12. Palm Beach is 19-15. Taking a look at the complete standings in the East, Jupiter 22-12. Three games up on Palm Beach, four games up on the slumping Daytona Tortugas, who have lost 6 of 7. Daytona is 18-16, and the Mets are now 10 games out of first place with 32 left to go in the first half. In the West Division, it's a two-team race. Clearwater is 23-11, one game better than 22-12 Lakeland. Then Bradenton, despite winning now 11 straight games, hasn't gained much ground in the standings. The Marauders are 16-18, seven games out, that 11-game win streak. They've only picked up four games. Dunedin and Fort Myers tied for fourth at 14-29 back, and Tampa the only team with the worst record in the FSL than the Mets, 10-24, 13 games out of first in the West. Games around the Florida State League today, Daytona and Clearwater postponed at BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater. That was supposed to be a noon start. Clearwater leads the series 1-0. They'll do a doubleheader tomorrow. The 6:30 games include Jupiter at Dunedin, with Jupiter leading the series 1-0. Fort Myers at Lakeland, with Fort Myers leading that series 1-0. And Bradenton at Tampa. Bradenton leads that series 1-0. Bradenton going for 12 straight victories. And once again, first pitch here at the Dean is set for 6:30. Take a short break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we return to the ballpark, we'll bring you the starting pitching matchup and the lineups that should take us close to first pitch on this overcast Wednesday night in Jupiter, Florida.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pregame show rolls on here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter. the spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals and the Miami Marlins, and the summer home to their two single-A teams, the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Ballpark has a game every day of the Florida State League schedule. Managers just finished their meeting at home plate. Gary Kendall in his third year with Palm Beach. Yukari De La Cruz in his first year with the Mets. Umpires today, home plate umpire Reggie Webb, new to the league. First base umpire Cam Jones. Webb will be calling the balls and strikes from the automated ball strike system tonight, not his own strike zone. Starting pitching matchup for today's ballgame features Cade Morris on the mound for the Mets, facing off against Darlin Saladin from the Cardinals. Morris, 21 years old, 6'3", 190 pounds, from Modesto, California. Drafted in the third round by the Mets last year out of Nevada. This will be his seventh game and his sixth start. He has 32 strikeouts in 27 and two-thirds innings this year, coming off of a game last week against Bradenton on a Thursday night where he gave up seven hits and five runs in five innings. All five runs came in one inning of work, including an inning where he gave up three home runs, but he only walked one and struck out nine. You take away that one bad inning, he was excellent. Today, he'll try to put it all together. You feel like he's close. He's got a lot of talent. He's flashed brilliance at times this season. Hasn't quite put it all together yet, like a Jonah Tong or a Jack Wenninger. We'll see if tonight is the night. The Mets sure could use Cade Morris to be at his best. And now, Darlin Saladin, 21-year-old right-hander, little guy, 5'11", 150 pounds, from San Pedro in the Dominican Republic. This will be game number six for him, start number five. He has struck out 28 in 27 innings. He is not allowed to run yet in May. Two starts in May, six innings, shutouts in each, with a combined two walks and 14 strikeouts. It will get no easier for the Mets offense tonight. Saladin and the Cardinals have taken to the diamond, which means it's anthem time. We'll pause for that and come back with the lineups.
As it's time now to honor America and here to perform our national anthem, one of Florida's top entertainers and Roger Dean's very own Sweet Blue Valley.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in.
Roger Dean, Chevrolet Stadium legend Sweet Lou Villano, who also doubles as the official scorer for these games. Why does an official scorer, Bill, sing the national anthem back at Clover Park? I'll have to get right on that. I'm sure he'd be thrilled to do it. All right, the Cardinals have taken the field in their alternate red jersey tops and white pants. Palm Beach in white across the front. And you got the two Cardinal Redbirds sitting on the yellow bat. Mets back to the road grays. They just can't seem to find a winning jersey on the road as the Mets have lost now nine consecutive games away from Clover Park. Yesterday they lost in the orange jerseys, which they are now 1-7 in this year. They are 3-9 in the road grays. Lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Marco Vargas is going to lead off and play second. He doubled on his birthday yesterday. Jesus Baez riding a 14-game hitting streak bats second. He's the DH, Jeffrey Rosa. 0 for 4, Golden Sombrero yesterday, looking to shake it off. Hits 30s and left. Boston Barrow is on a good run. He's batting cleanup. He's at third base. Colin Houck, tough day yesterday without a hit. Bats fifth. He's at short. Ronald Hernandez bats sixth. He's the catcher. Jairo Cuevas on a season-high four-game hitting streak. Bats seventh. He's in right. Jose Hernandez gets his first game action of the week. Plays first. Kevin Villavicencio, two RBI and two hits yesterday. He's in center field today, batting ninth. The defense for Palm Beach, you got Friedrich at first, Villarreal at second, Espinoza at short, Salazar at third, Cordoba in left, Davis in center, Jobert in right, the battery, Saladin and Sammy Hernandez. We're ready for baseball. Home plate umpire Reggie Webb signals for the first pitch. Here it comes from Saladin. It's a fastball for strike one to Vargas, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:31. It is 84 degrees and overcast in Jupiter tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. As the second pitch is at 92 miles per hour on the outside corner to Vargas for a called strike two. 0-2 is the count as Saladin goes into the windup, delivers, and throws a fastball just off the plate. And it is a 1-2 count on Vargas, who opened the game yesterday with the line drive that was caught on a dive in right field by Cordoba. Kind of set the tone for the day. Fastball too high. Two balls and two strikes on Vargas, who's 9 for 19 plus 9 walks in 8 games. He's got a .500 on base percentage. 2-2 pitches, pulled down the right field line, dropping foul. Will bound down into the corner. Seemed like that hung in fair territory for a long time, but clearly fouled by a couple of feet. Retrieved down there by Jobert. Vargas, he made it all the way down to first. That's how close it was off the bat. He'll have to walk back, grab his stick, and step back into the box ahead of this 2-2 pitch. Here it comes from Saladin. It's in the dirt, like a split, and the count is full. From 0-2 to 3-2. Saladin, the payoff pitch. Fastball grounded left side. Backhanded stop by Espinoza. The throw to first sails all the way over the first base bag. Backed up by Hernandez, the catcher. This should be an infield single for Vargas, and it is. That was a nice job by Espinoza to get to it in the hole deep at short, but he should have just held it. He's fortunate he did not throw that ball away into the dugout for an error. A moon ball well over Friedrich at first base. So Vargas digs himself out of the 0-2 hole and singles. Keep an eye on him on first base. Does have 4 steals in 8 games this year. Jesus Baez next. First pitch to him. A towering fly ball foul. That one's going to head towards the stands for a strike one. Baez doubled as the second batter of the game yesterday. Took care of the 14-game hit streak immediately. Vargas takes his lead. Saladin ready for the 0-1 pitch. It's on the way, and it's in the dirt. Good block by Hernandez, the catcher, keeping Vargas at first base. No score, nobody out, runner on first. Game two of a 6-game series between the Mets and the single-A Cardinals affiliate, the Palm Beach Cardinals. Game two out of 24 between the teams this year. Vargas not running. Pitch comes high and tight at 94, or ball one. Yesterday, the opener of the series. This week in the season series, Palm Beach coasted to a 7-3 victory. A 1-0 lead at the halfway point. They won rather comfortably, as Baez foul tips this pitch. It's 1-2. Correction, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Baez awaits the pitch. Saladin comes set from the stretch. Pitch home is swung on and missed. He went after the high fastball and couldn't touch it. He strikes out swinging for the game's first out. To wait until his next at-bat to try for the hit streak. Jeffrey Rosa trying to shake off the game from yesterday with four strikeouts. He also struck out three times on Sunday, so it did not take the league very long to adapt to him. Got off to a monster start with a couple of home runs as he swings and misses the high fastball, and that's been the pitch, the high fastball. He has not been able to catch up to it. Hitting .238, a couple of home runs, and four RBI in six games since his promotion, his quick promotion from the Complex League. 0-1 pitch, a fast strike at 92 right across the letters. This time he took it, and it's nothing in two. I'm surprised that Vargas hasn't tried to steal yet. The lead has been solid. He hasn't broken once. Fastball too high. This time, Rosa lays off. No surprise. First three pitches to him. Letter high fastball, and just above the letters. Saladin with the 1-2 pitch. High fastball swung on and missed, struck him out. They're going to keep going there until he learns to lay off. Five at-bats, five strikeouts in the series. And now Boston Barrow will hit. Barrow, yesterday a walk and an RBI single. Barrow, in his last five games, 8-for-21 with seven driven in. Finds himself hitting cleanup today. Vargas will be checked on. He dives in safe. No score, two outs. Runner on first in the top of the first. Barrow, left-handed hitter, crowding the plate. Saladin will throw home. A fastball for a strike on the inside corner at the knees. Well-placed pitch. Fastball between 92 and 94 so far for Saladin, who is coming off back-to-back six-inning, three-hit shutout performances against Daytona and Jupiter. Trying to make it three straight dominations over East Division teams. Diving stop by Friedrich at first. He passes it along to Saladin covering first, and Barrow is retired. That's a great stop by Friedrich, the big first baseman, sprawling to his right, and the nifty handoff to the pitcher covering. Barrow is retired, and Vargas is stranded. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man left. When we come back in the home first, it will be Cade Morris on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
We begin the home first inning with Cade Morris on the mound for the Mets, facing Jose Cordoba, John Frank Salazar, and Miguel Villarreal. Morris's first pitch, pumped right in for strike one at 93 miles per hour to Cordoba. He's leading off for consecutive games, went 1-for-5 yesterday. Morris winds and fires, bunt shown. taken for strike two. Didn't commit. Barrow at third base jogging in, but now we'll go back. Two strikes. Would not figure a bunt would be the play. Morris, 0-2 pitch, slider, grounded deep in the hole at short, backhanded by Houck. Here comes the throw. It's low, but picked by Hernandez at first base. And Cordoba is out. Nice job by Hernandez. And really not a bad job by Houck either in the hole at short against the leadoff hitter. Got to get rid of that ball fast. Just give Jose a chance with the short pick. And he did. John Frank Salazar, who the Mets had trouble with yesterday, is at the plate. And Morris fires in a fastball. Apparently not in. It's out. Ball one. Salazar drew three walks and hit a ground rule double yesterday. Went 1-for-2 in the two-hole. Venezuelan waits on the pitch. Fights it off foul. If he didn't swing, it would have hit him. Maybe protected himself by putting the bat on the ball. Shot it right above the home dugout on the first base side. No score, one out. 1-1 count in the home first inning. Morris's pitch, high and tight, 94. Cade making his seventh appearance of the season. This is start number six. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball fouled off, the high slider. He's 0-3. Some of that is just not pitching deep enough as a starter to qualify for a win. Also some tough luck. 2-2 pitch. Slider outside. Last start was roughed up in one inning. The third inning against Bradenton gave up three home runs and five runs in the inning. The other innings, nothing. 3-2 pitch. Fastball grounded foul. That one will bound into the Mets bullpen on the third base side. And the key for Morris... avoid the big inning this start. Payoff pitch to Frank, and he takes a called third strike at the letters. Caught looking. Strikeout number one of the night for Morris. So Salazar was walking towards first base, thinking maybe ball four, and then he just reroutes right to the dugout. Never know with the ABS system. Two up, two down. Miguel Villarreal is at the plate. Breaking ball nearly hits him. Did it hit him? No. I think it hit somebody. Hit the umpire? I think it did. Mets catcher Ronald Hernandez walking that ball out to Morris. Must have clipped somebody back there. We play on. Morris, the 1-0 pitch. Line drive into right field, and that's going to be played on a bounce by Cuevas. Sharp single for Villarreal. A two-out base runner for the Cardinals. And that was sinking fast and didn't have much height on it. Cuevas did the right thing. You don't want to sell out for a dive there. He peeled off, played it on the bounce. And if he misses that, there's no backup. So absolutely the right play. Be conservative. Two outs. Give Morris a chance here to get out of the inning, facing Atkinson, the DH tonight, who caught yesterday, and Atkinson takes the ball low. Atkinson, what a wild ride he had yesterday at the plate. Waits on the 1-0 pitch and flies it into deep left center field. Long run for Villavicencio, but he's there, and he makes the catch. We'll recap Atkinson's day on the other side of the break. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man retired. Good start for Cade Morris, and good start for Darlin Saladin, each with a scoreless inning. You go to the second. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
No scores. We start the second inning. It'll be Hauk Hernandez and Cuevas against Saladin, who's now up to 13 innings this month without a run. Hauk fights off a fastball in on the hands at 94. Yesterday, Juan Salas mowed through the Mets 6 2/3, shutout ball, 8 strikeouts, including the last 4 Mets he faced. 0-1 pitch outside. Mets were at least able to salvage some offense. 3 runs in the final 3 innings against the Palm Beach bullpen. Maybe that's something to think about as the game goes on. Slider for a strike, and it's 1-2 on Hauk, who was hitless yesterday, 0-4, a couple of strikeouts, and a rough road trip for him. Still many more games left in this road trip. 1-2 pitch, he swings and misses at the high fastball. That's 3 strikeouts in the last 4 batters for Saladin. To recap, Chase Atkinson's day yesterday, before he made that out, interrupted my story. He hit into a double play in the first inning, then he reached 4 straight times after that on an error, a walk, a hit by pitch, and an RBI single. So, more than made up for the double play, I suppose. Ronald Hernandez at the plate got a hit yesterday. First pitch spiked in the dirt for ball 1. No score, 1 out, nobody on in the top of the second. We have a crowd today. Ballpark is closed to the public on Tuesdays and Sundays, but not on Wednesdays. It's Silver Sluggers night. 1-1 pitch is lobbed foul over the third base stands. A lot of Silver Sluggers here wearing their white shirts. Easy to spot. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss on a changeup. Good pitch by Saladin. It's a quiet crowd, though. Not going to be rambunctious. Ground ball out to short. Stabbed by Espinosa. A better throw this time, and Hernandez is out number 2. Espinosa had that overthrow last inning. This one right on the money. So that's 5 straight retired since Vargas led off the game with the single. And now Cuevas, the hottest hitter outside of Baez, at the plate on a 4-game hitting streak. Flexing some power in that streak as he takes this one inside. During this 4-game stretch, he's 8 for 15. Half those hits, doubles. 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back. One of those 4 doubles came yesterday in the 7th inning, immediately after the starter Salas was removed from the game. Ooh, foul off the mask of the catcher, Sammy Hernandez. Steadied by Reginald Webb, the home plate umpire. He's okay. Ball and 2 strikes. The pitch is fouled off again. Cuevas gets a piece of the fastball. A 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Had some sink to it. Cuevas goes down swinging. 6 straight retired for Saladin, including four on strikeouts. He's starting to roll up to 14 innings this month with no runs. Halfway through the second, scoreless at the Dean. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Chase Davis will lead it off for Palm Beach. In the home second, no score. Cade Morris back to work. First pitch, a fastball, strike one to Davis. St. Louis Cardinals first-round draft pick last year out of the University of Arizona, taken with the 21st overall pick. 0-1 slider inside. It's been a rocky start this season for Davis. In the batting, .179, two homers, 13 driven in. Week after being drafted, finished out last season with Palm Beach. It was a struggle then, too. It looks like he's closed his stance significantly from when we saw him last year. Front foot was wide open. Now it's more tucked in as this pitch in for a strike. That'll even the count 2-2. Davis, at the Mets' expense last year, made a SportsCenter number one play. 2-2 pitch. It's lined up the middle. That'll be backhanded by Vargas. The off-balance throw, good enough. Hernandez digs it out and retires Davis. Vargas with the late stumble but makes the play. Get the leadoff man. Yeah, Davis last year at the bottom of the ninth. Mets had the tying run on third, the winning run on second. Mets had a fly ball in the center field. He made a diving catch for it. Maybe overdramatic, but it ended the game and took a win off the board for the Mets. Of course, being on Valley Live, MILB TV, SportsCenter ran with it. Broken back ground ball off the bat of Hernandez. A throw from Barrow, high but caught by Hernandez. We got a lot of Hernandezes out. That's Jose making the catch to retire Sammy with the ball. And don't forget Ronald Hernandez, the Mets catcher, who is not really involved in the play. Two up, two down. Braden Joubert, another Cardinals college draft pick last year, who immediately reported to the Palm Beach Cardinals and faced off against St. Lucie. He takes a strike. Joubert from LSU, 12th round pick. They don't say it Joubert. It's not how the Cajuns do it. Joubert. From Slidell, Louisiana. 1-1 pitch from Morris. Wraps it in. A fastball at 94. And he's trying to match Saladin with a 1-2-3 second. Cade wobbles back and forth the pitch. Breaking ball pounded into the turf. Curveball. Good one. But it's foul. No score, two outs, nobody on base in the bottom of the second. Early makings of a pitcher's duel. Morris, the 1-2. Breaking ball, struck him out. Nice slider inside corner. And it is a 1-2-3 inning for Cade Morris. We play on to the third, scoreless at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Let's do it. No score. Shaping up to be like yesterday's game. And yesterday's game was low scoring, 1-0 Palm Beach at the halfway point. Then Palm Beach offense got to work, taking advantage of some two-out walks and hits. Fastball zipped in from Saladin to Jose Hernandez, who will be followed by Villavicencio, then back to the top and Vargas. Hernandez just one hit and has returned to Port St. Lucie. Takes this pitch high, but it was a big one. It was a two-run homer back in a loss Saturday night in Bradenton. Actually, Friday night. They all run together. There's the ball fouled out of play. Mets trying to snap a 10-game losing streak. I think I misspoke yesterday. Said last year the Mets had a 10-game losing streak as well. They did not. Box score, stat portal misprint I read. It was 9 straight losses last year. So 10 straight losses, the most for the St. Lucie Mets since 2019. Pitch is in the dirt. It's their third losing streak of at least 9 games in the past 2 seasons. Must have upset the baseball gods after winning the championship in 2022. Fastball grounded foul out to the left side. In case you're wondering, longest losing streak in franchise history is 14. Well, I called those games. That was 2019, that same stretch. I'll never forget that. 2-2 pitch, high and inside, ball 3 on Hernandez. That was actually a good team. That second half team for St. Lucie was really good. You know who was even better? The Charlotte Stonecrabs. Who are they, you might ask? They are now defunct. They used to be the Tampa Bay Rays high A team. As Hernandez takes a called third strike on what we thought was ball 4. Looked low and out. That's the way it was caught by Sammy Hernandez. But ABS cares not how the catcher frames the pitch. Just whether it crosses the strike zone. That's another strikeout. They're starting to pile up. That's 5 in the last 7 batters. Villavicencio up now, the 9th man to hit. The only Met with the multi game yesterday. He squares to bunt, gets it down, and it's going to be fair. Picked up and thrown late and off target by Salazar. Wow, that ball, he reached that bat above his head and bunted that ball fair. A wizard with the bat, Kevin Villavicencio, breaks up the streak of seven in a row retired. I don't know how he got that bat that high and level enough to get the ball down and keep it fair. Not exactly how you draw it up in the Tom Emanski instructional drills video, but it worked. He's got a good lead. Vargas back at the plate. He takes the ball high. So you got bookend singles. First time through the order for the Mets. Vargas with the infield hit. Vivasensi with the bunt single. Everybody else retired. Now we begin the second time through. No score, one out. Vargas fouls one away for strike two. Back to that 2019 stretch. St. Lucie was having a great second half, was in contention with about 3 weeks to go in the season, maybe a little less. Went over to Charlotte a couple of games out. That was going to be the do-or-die series. Pickoff play close. And this Charlotte team had what? Had Brandon Lau, had Wander Franco, had a couple of other big pieces that eventually made it to the major leagues. They were a unit. As this pitch is grounded slowly out to second, Villarreal will just throw to first, a lob throw in time. And he gets Vargas at first. Didn't try to go to second and get the lead runner. A little surprised. So two outs. Baez with the hit streak on the line today. 14 games can not only extend it to 15, but perhaps break this scoreless tie in the third. Viva Sensi has good speed on second. Anyways, the St. Lucie Mets went over to Port Charlotte and got the bell rung. It's just a good team. That was a good St. Lucie team, just a better Charlotte team, one of the better teams I've ever seen in the Florida State League in the last 12 years. And once the Mets lost that three-game series, got swept, it was just all downhill. I think the air was out of the balloon. Guys started to get promoted, and it got bad. There's a ground ball foul. Got so bad, the Mets lost 14 in a row. Actually started the night prior to that Charlotte series. They lost to Fort Myers, a late eighth-inning comeback by Fort Myers, which did not set a good tone going into that all-important series against Port Charlotte. 0-1 pitch coming outside. So the tailspin had already begun that night in Fort Myers. It continued in Port Charlotte, and then it went on and on. And before you know it, the Mets had lost 14 games in a row, and they only had one game left in the season, and they won it. They won it to end the year. A 1-1 pitch down and away. And that morning of that game they won, it was announced the final three games of the regular season and the playoffs would be canceled due to Hurricane, one of those hurricanes, there's one a year, Dorian, I think it was. It was Dorian. So the Mets knew they had to win that night or it was over. As a strike is delivered to Baez, they knew that they would go into the offseason on a 15-game losing streak if they didn't win that night in Daytona. And we didn't know that 2020 was going to be canceled. So that's almost went all the way into 2021 with a 15-game losing streak. 2-2 pitch. Vivasensi is trying to steal third. The throw by Hernandez. He's out. Tag applied by Salazar. That's not a good out. He's already in scoring position. You got the team's hottest here at the plate. Mets run themselves into another out on the bases. And Saladin has tossed three scoreless. We'll head to the home half. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Ross Friedrich, eighth hitter, will bat for Palm Beach to start the bottom of the third. Morris throws one that's flown deep into right. Cuevas is there to make the catch. One pitch, one out. Well struck by Friedrich. Could not get it to carry. A slight breeze blowing in from right field. It's warm and humid here. Air is heavy. Ball usually doesn't travel in this park anyways. It's tough to hit home runs here. And Friedrich might have had better luck in a different park. Espinoza next, the ninth man. Morris starts him with the ball low. Espinoza yesterday, 1-for-2 plus 2 walks from the 8th spot. Gets him demoted to the 9th spot today. He takes a strike, it's 1-1. Almost serving like a second leadoff man. Morris, the 1-1 pitch. Good curve. On appeal, did he go? He should have. No. Here we go with this again. Mets thought they were shortchanged on a couple of check swings yesterday. Good curveball, but a better take, apparently. 2-1 pitch, a huge bouncer off the plate. Barrow charges, got to go fast, gets rid of it, and he got him out. Boston Barrow, the quick exchange. Espinoza out by a hair at first base. Pounded that ball a mile up off home plate. Charging Barrow, gloves, throws all off balance. Two down. Cade Morris working fast, getting outs rapidly. Back to the top of the order in Cordoba. Slider, strike one. It's a very successful first turn through the order for Morris. Retired 8 of 9, only a two-out single by Villarreal. Check swing too far on the slider. Cordoba's behind nothing and two. And Morris just throwing his 33rd pitch to get ahead nothing and two. No score, two outs, nobody on. After Cordoba uses his timeout, back in the box, 0-2 pitch, fastball brushes him back. Morris wobbling back and forth. The slider swung on and missed. He strikes out Cordoba. Could not hold up on any of those sliders a foot off the plate. Strikeout number 3 for Cade Morris. He's through 3 scoreless, 1-hit innings. Looking very sharp tonight. We head to the middle innings here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Scoreless between the St. Lucie Mets and Palm Beach Cardinals on a Wednesday night.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate
brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Not much doing outside of these pitchers dueling here at the Dean tonight. Fourth inning, no score. Jesus Baez, fresh start at the plate. Saladin's first pitch to him has flown out of play right side. This should reach the stands. It will. Friedrich gave it a look. Baez at the plate when, curiously, Villavicencio thrown out at third base trying to steal. There was not much to gain from that stolen base. There was too much to lose. Foul tip by Baez, and it's nothing in two. O-2 pitch. Fastball high. Baez lays off. Jesus a strikeout in the first inning. Doubled in the first yesterday to extend the hit streak. Haven't really felt like the hit streak's been in jeopardy many days. Fastball away. 2-2. The only time really was called into question was that pinch hit appearance late in the Bradenton series. And they get the hit in the ninth, had one shot at it. Line drive, base hit in the left field for Baez. That'll make it 15 games in a row with a hit. He's going to stop at first. A long turn. Quickly into left field to get it was Cordoba. It's hard to say if that would have happened last inning. Villavicencio was still on the bases. But either way, Jesus Baez takes care of the hit streak early. Not a pitch he could hit. If you're getting down to the count, nothing and two. He'll go for 16 tomorrow. Jeffrey Rosa at the plate. Guess what they started him with? A high fastball. 0 for 4 yesterday with 4 strikeouts. 0 for 1 today with the strikeout. Batting third. Baez, not a big stolen base threat. Short lead. Fastball, a strike on the corner. Ball and a strike. A 1-1 pitch in the dirt and all the way to the backstop, and now Baez can go to second. Call that a wild pitch. So the Mets have a runner at second base. With nobody out. Scoring opportunity here. Villavicencio got the second with two outs last inning. Saladin's pitch home. Inside, and it's 3-1. Longest hit streak in St. Lucie Mets history, 21, done by two different players. Second one will not surprise you. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball, full count. Alan Dina did it in 1999. He holds a lot of individual records for St. Lucie, but that was back in a time when you spent a full season with the team. Not as much roster movement back in those days. 3-2 pitch coming to Rosa, and he fouls it straight back. The other one, T.J. Rivera, 2012. That guy could hit. Spent a lot of time in St. Lucie, way too much time, really. Eventually made it all the way to the Mets. Was a fan favorite. 3-2 pitch, and Rosa strikes out, swinging on the high fastball. Just can't quite hit it this week to this point. I mean, can't get Baez over either. Well, Boston Barrow, he's been the Mets' best RBI man since he showed up 13 RBI in 12 games. And he tally another. First pitch, he takes it low, a changeup. No score. Runner on second, one out. We're in the top of the fourth. Saladin, 16 innings unscored upon. 15 innings unscored upon in the month of May. Barrow, fly ball, deep right field. Jobert on the warning track, makes the catch. For the second out, Barrow just missed a home run to right field. A tough task for a pulling lefty into the wind. Baez did tag up. He moves the runner over 90 feet, but he was oh so close to his first St. Lucie Mets home run. Now we'll leave it to Colin Houck, struck out swinging in the second. First pitch, tied up on a high fastball. Strike one. Saladin up to 95 on that heater. High-speed pitch of the game. Fastball sent into center field, dropping in for a base hit. Colin Houck, solid single. Baez scores, and it's 1-0 Mets. Houck points towards the heavens. He needed that one badly. Challenging with the fastball. Went right back up the middle with it. So the Mets cash in on that leadoff single by Baez. They also take advantage of the wild pitch. Mets strike first. Inning will continue for Ronald Hernandez. First pitch, and Hernandez flies it into shallow left field. Cordoba coming on underneath it, makes the catch, and the side is retired. But not before Colin Houck delivers a two-out RBI single to provide the game's first run. 1-0 Mets in the middle of the fourth. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you. Thanks for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. Overcast here. Had some rain just north of Port St. Lucie today. Actually, it did rain at Clover Park, but man, Fort Pierce got whacked. Forecast for tomorrow is 50-50 rain, and then the rest of the week looks pretty good. It looks really good all next week when the St. Lucie Mets return home to face the Clearwater Threshers, the mighty Clearwater Threshers, who own the league's best record at 23-11. Second straight year, Clearwater has the best record deep into the first half. Cade Morris facing John Frank Salazar, who squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes a ball. Palm Beach hasn't had any success tonight against Morris, who's in the zone. 10 batters, only one reaching. Here's a ground ball to Hout. Stabs it at short. Throw dug out by Hernandez. Route number one. Make it a little easier, but Jose with the stretch today. Stretched a few times. Number 12, Miguel Royale. Villarreal is up, the only Cardinal to reach so far. First pitch, curveball, strike one, 75 miles per hour. 0-1, high slider. Oh, Villarreal went around. He tried to get out of the way, but apparently swung the bat. Reggie Webb, the umpire at home plate, calling that. Fans don't like it. Doesn't take much to aggravate the Silver Sluggers. Usually it's the umpires. 0-2 pitch, slider, pop foul. That'll reach the seats. A bunch of folks in the Cassidy Cool Zone tonight. It's the party area. Way down the first base stands. Beyond the bullpen. 0-2 pitch, fastball wasted outside at 94. No outfield seating here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They're supposed to renovate this place at some point. We thought it was going to be last season into this season. A 1-2 pitch. Curveball grounded sharply to third. Backhand stopped by Barrow. Here's the throw. It's perfect. What a great play by Boston Barrow at the hot corner. Deep at third base. Down to a knee and a backhand. Sharp one-hop ground ball. No problem. The long throw across the diamond. Nine straight retired. This is shaping up to be some sort of start for Cade Morris. Atkinson next. Started the streak of nine in a row, retired with a fly out to center. He takes a called strike. Mets lead this game 1-0, trying to snap a really improbable, hard to wrap your brain around 10-game losing streak with the talent that's on this team. 0-1 pitch outside. You need a performance like this from a pitcher to help you will yourself out of it. 0-1 pitch, curveball, check swing. Looked like he might have gone, did he? No. Morris really slowed that curve down, 72. One of the rare times today he's fallen behind a hitter. 2-1 pitch, Atkinson ground ball, base hit in the right field. Skirts it by Vargas. It's the second hit and the second base run of the night for the Cardinals. A two-out knock in the home fourth. And it will continue for Chase Davis. Grounded out to second base in the second, 0-1. Atkinson, short lead. Morris from the stretch. Throws one that goes off the glove of Hernandez. That would be a pass ball. Right in and out of the mitt. Trickles away to the warning track. So now the tying run at second base. And this is where Palm Beach did the majority of its damage yesterday. Especially in that three-run fifth, two up, two down. Scratched across three runs, turned a 1-0 lead into 4-0 quickly, and Mets could not overcome that. This pitch misses inside, it's 2-0. A couple of two-out runs in the seventh and another in the eighth, so be wary of the two-out RBI opportunity. Morris, the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss on a fastball. A lot of arm side run. It's way off the plate. But when you're throwing a lot of strikes and you fall behind a hitter, that hitter's probably geared up to see a good pitch to hit. I think the hitter there, Davis, had confidence that it would be a strike in the zone, given how Morris has pitched. Ground ball right to second. Vargas scoops it up, throws to first, inning over. No problem after the single and pass ball. Cade Morris just keeps on trucking. He's through four scoreless, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead in Jupiter. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Don't settle.
Jairo Cuevas, leadoff for the Mets. He's on a four-game hitting streak. Struck out first time up. He takes a called strike. Darlin Saladin has pitched well this evening. Four innings, three hits, one run. The first time he's given up a run this month. All good streaks must come to an end. The Mets are hoping all bad streaks come to an end as well. This ball is fouled away. Mets losing 10 in a row. And also nine straight road games. This is their second trip down here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Pitch is high. Recall they lost 4-6 to Jupiter. And two of those six losses, very winnable games. Pitch is fouled off, and it's a 1-2 count. That's 2-5 here, 2-4 in Daytona, and of course 0-6 in Bradenton, which they don't go back to. A 1-2 pitch, and Cuevas spoils it foul at the plate. Mets have a few more trips down here. And a couple more up to Daytona. A 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed the high fastball. Cuevas strikes out for the second time, and that is strikeout number 7 for Saladin against no walks. There's not been a walk in this game. Jose Hernandez up now. Struck out looking in the third. Fastball cut on and fouled away right at home plate. One pitch high. One. Swing and a miss. High for ball 3. Saladin. Wonder if he's starting to tire out. Is that 75 pitches and Pitchers start missing up and into righties. A sign of some mechanical failures. This ball is hit a ton out to left field. If it's fair, it's gone. That is going to be a foul ball. Definitely gone out of the park. It's not fair. That was a elevated fastball. Absolutely torched by Hernandez. Oh, he swung and missed. Same fastball this time. Got it by him. Loves that high fastball. At 95. Maybe he's not tiring. Maybe he's just getting looser. That's 8 strikeouts. Really feasting on the bottom of the lineup here. Cuevas, Hernandez, Villavicencio now find 1-for-5, 4 strikeouts. Villavicencio the hit. The bunt single. Really an incredible bunt single. Felt like the ball was almost over his head. Somehow got it down. Kept it fair. First pitch a ball. Second pitch a ball high. 2-0. Ground ball to third. That's a fair ball. Nice pick by Salazar. Perfect throw across the diamond. Back in it off his foot. And retired Hernandez. It's a 1-2-3 inning. Third of the night. Correction, second of the night for Saladin. But the Mets continue to lead 1-0 at the halfway point. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fifth. Mets have a 1-0 lead. Yesterday in the bottom of the fifth, it was Palm Beach with a 1-0 lead. So starting pitching for the first half of games has been really good in these two contests. Cade Morris, first pitch, fastball right in there to Samuel Hernandez. Didn't get much of a chance to talk about Hernandez. He was, a one-pitch out last time. Slider away. Hernandez was acquired in a trade with the Toronto Blue Jays for Genesis Cabrera. He's actually from the state of Florida, went to Lakeland High School. Ground ball. That one will be out to Houck. He throws it high and off the bag, and it will be an error. I think Houck might have been affected by Boston Barrow, who went for that ball and peeled off, and Houck had a little trouble getting it out of his mitt, and the throw was up the line, down the line, and Hernandez caught it and swiped. Not in time. That will be an error. Houck has had some struggles with his defense recently, made an error on a very routine play yesterday. I think everything he did was correct except get the ball out of his mitt. Didn't do it easily. I think he had to rush the throw. Can you call that a hit? There's a swing and a miss. Oh, Sweet Lou did call it a hit. Oh, me and Sweet Lou do not see eye to eye on that. It was somewhat in the hole, but, I mean, he fielded it cleanly. He couldn't get out of his glove, and when he did, he threw it wide, and a good throw would have had him by a couple of feet. Yeah, don't agree with that one at all. Here's Joe Bear. Takes one outside. It's 2-1. It's the first time in the game there's been a runner on with nobody out. Chuck swing. Oh, it looked like he might have gone on appeal. Yeah, he did. Pitch was in the dirt. Hernandez more concerned with keeping it in front of him and keeping the runner at first than appealing. When they do, it is a strike. Joubert strikeout swinging in the second inning, 0-1. Pitch home, slider swung on and missed, struck him out. This has not been a heavy strikeout game for Cade Morris. It's been more about efficiency. That was his fourth, and half have been against Joubert. Busted him with the inside slider. Friedrich up, lined out sharp and deep to right in the third. The hardest hit ball of the day for Palm Beach. And he takes a strike at the knees, a fastball at 93. Pitches down and in. Back to Hernandez, who's on first base. So drafted in the 14th round in 2022 by Toronto out of Lakeland High School and traded last year for Genesis Cabrera, 1-for-1 deal. Sharp pickoff throw, but Hernandez in safely was barely off the bag. Mets have faced a few players this year who have been traded recently. A 1-1 pitch is low. Last week facing Kiner Delgado for Bradenton. He was acquired as a player to be named later from the Yankees. Fastball knocked out of play. Two and two on Friedrich. Runner on first and one out. Morris delivers. Breaking ball misses away. A slider. Didn't have enough slide. Full count and one out. Wonder if Hernandez isn't running. Size of the lead says no. He is. Breaking ball fouled off. Much better slider this time. Friedrich gets a piece to stay alive. Another 3-2. Runner goes again. Breaking ball hit into right field. Cuevas running in. Won't get there. Hernandez, bad read. Holds at second base. Oh, and it's thrown away, and now Hernandez is going to run. Morris is going to throw to third. Barrow is going to tag him out. A break. Cuevas, a terrible throw from right field, just skirts through the defense, goes off the Mets dugout. Morris has the wherewithal to pick it up and throw it to Barrow at third base. And Hernandez, who should have been running first to third on the hit, tries to make up for it, going to third as the ball rolls to the infield, is thrown out with ease. And Friedrich winds up on second. There's two outs in the inning. Espinoza at the plate, tying run in scoring position. And the Mets are fortunate. That worked out in their favor. Bad throw from right field works out. Fastball for a strike. And with single for Friedrich, Hernandez should have gone first to third, stopped at second, tried to go to third base on the throwaway, and is thrown out. Friedrich did advance. I don't think they're going to call an error on the play. Doesn't look like it. Espinosa 0 for 1 at the ground out. The 1-1 pitch comes home, and it's skied into left field. Rosa on the run, running out of room. It's in foul territory over the wall. Just a long foul strike. Espinosa, not a big guy, but he does have 2 home runs. Listed at 5'7", 168. He homered against the Mets last year as well up at Clover Park. Second go around with the Cardinals. Morris, the 1-2, slider, poked foul right off the end of the bat. Balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pitch comes home. Slider. That one's pulled down the left field line. Foul as well. It was a hanging slider when Espinosa was out in front of it. And this is becoming a dangerous at-bat. That was a mistake from Morris. He got away with it. A ball lands over the wall in foul territory. I want to try something other than that slider. 2-2. That fastball is fouled away to the right, and he sped him up. It's a good pitch. And Espinosa plays spoiler, but the longer this goes, looks like it's only a matter of time before Espinosa straightens one out. Friedrich, the tying run at second base. Morris, the 2-2. Fastball right over the outside corner for a called third strike. Espinosa can't pull the trigger. And Morris is out of the inning. 2 strikeouts and really a lucky bounce off the dugout wall right back to him. Able to throw a runner out at third base. Cade has pitched 5 scoreless innings, and the Mets will take their 1-0 lead to the 6th. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Top of the lineup batting for the Mets. We have a new pitcher on the mound, Hunter Hayes. He takes over from Darlin Saladin, who did well, really well. Cade Morris a little better. Now Hayes throws a ball outside to Vargas, so they weren't going to let Saladin face the order third time through. Also, he's at 80 pitches, and it seemed like he was starting to miss up in the zone. A sign of pitcher getting tired as this ball is fouled away into the stands. Now Saladin, official final line, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run, earned, no walks, 8 strikeouts. He's now up to, 17 innings this month, 1 earned run. Potential pitcher of the month candidate in the Florida State League. Pitches outside by Hayes. Also now 2 walks and 22 strikeouts. And 10 hits, 1 run in those 17 innings. So, yeah, he's right up there among all any other candidates. Pitches high for a ball. 3-1 on Vargas. Well, the Mets did their best work at the plate yesterday as soon as the bullpen took over for Palm Beach. Vargas slices one foul, and it's a full count. So perhaps that's the ticket for the Mets this week. Survive the starter and get to the bullpen. Three and two, and that's a fastball outside. Vargas will take a walk. On for the second time in 3 trips, which is better than his .500 on-base percentage coming into the night. Jesus Baez, hit streak in his back pocket now, 15 games in a row. Single last time up, scored the game's only run. Hayes' first pitch slider, called the strike. That pitch more like a harder curve. It's either a harder curve or a loopy slider. Pickoff play. No tag. Vargas safe. There's a slider that's popped up on the infield. Now backpedaling into the outfield is the second baseman Villarroyal, makes the catch, retires Vargas. Correction, Baez. Vargas stays at first. Jeffrey Rosa trying to snap this strikeout streak. 0-for-6, 6 strikeouts in the series is at the plate. This is the first appearance of the season for Hayes. With Palm Beach. First pitch to Rosa. A ball high. Fastball zipped in. A strike at 91. His previous 3 outings this year for the FCL Cardinals. 6 2/3. 6 hits. 1 earned run. A couple of walks and 7 strikeouts. He was drafted last year out of University of Pacific. Vargas is running. Rosa is swinging. He hits it a mile up into the air into shallow left. The shortstop, Espinosa, makes the catch. Vargas back to first. Rosa puts the ball in play this time, but way underneath it. 2 outs. Pop-ups on the infield after the Vargas walk. And Boston Barrow will hit. After being drafted last in 2022, Hayes finished out that season in the FCL, and he pitched all of last year in Palm Beach, wire to wire. This ball is crushed by Barrow, deep out to right field. Jobert, it's over his head, and it bounces over the wall for a ground rule double, taking a run off the board. Oh, Barrow smoked it, but it will not produce a second run. Ballpark does not hold. Ground rule double. He almost homered last time up to right field, to the warning track. This one, screamer over the head of Jobert. That ball hits the wall and stays in. Vargas is scoring with ease. Here's Houck. First pitch, fouled straight back. So Colin, last time up, a 2-out RBI single, broke the scoreless tie. He gets a hit here. And it could very well be 3-0 Mets. Which would be a big boon if they want to end this losing streak. 0-1, swings and misses at the dirt ball, and it's 0-2. Now he's got some work ahead of him. Think about that ground rule double at Cuevas hitting Bradenton on Sunday that would have scored the go-ahead run taken off the board. O-2 pitch inside for a ball, awfully close. Backdoor slider missed. Hayes trying to strand a pair in scoring position. The 1-2. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Houck tagged out. And the inning is over. Tough break for the Mets. Thought they were going to get a second run there. Instead, the ballpark takes it away. They strand two in scoring position, and the lead stays at one. We played 5.5 innings. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Got a good one today. This seems to be on par with a lot of the games the Mets have played in this 10-game losing streak. Close, either right behind or right ahead, tied. Cade Morris, first pitch, a ball to Jose Cordoba. So we begin the third time through the order for the Cardinals. Morris, 74 pitches. No action in the bullpen. Fastball outside. He's given up four hits. No runs. He's not walked a batter. Struck out five. Ground ball. That one out to Houck. Nice catch as he reaches up high. Throw to first. Got him. Colin Houck saves an infield hit. Barrow went for it again. Really blocking Houck. And then it took a nasty hop on Colin way up high. It looked like with one foot in the grass and one in the dirt, he's able to get enough on the throw to retire Cordoba. There have been a lot of in-betweeners for those two on the left side today. And for the most part, they've got them. The one last inning they didn't. First pitch, a strike to Salazar. And then Salazar lines one and eats up Barrow into left field. Salazar is going to take the turn and go back. Throw back to first base is too high. And nice save by Hernandez. Salazar with the single. And he's lucky he wasn't thrown out by Vargas. And that was an absolute rocket that Barrow. He just stuck his glove down and hoped it would bounce in. At third base, it didn't. Goes to left field. Rosa gets it in as fast as he can. Salazar got about a third of the way to second base. Had to hustle back. Villarreal is up, and he takes a ball. They have a one-out single here in the sixth inning. Tying run aboard. Makes that Houck out all the more important. keep it from being first and second, nobody out. Ball fouled away to the left. So Salazar batting second for the second straight game. That's usually where you put your top hitter. Very patient yesterday with three walks. Now a rocket shot base hit here in the sixth inning. That's left to keep their eye on him this week. Looks like a player. Fly ball into center field. Villavicencio going back. Still going. Backpedals, reaches up high and makes the catch. Nearly drops it on the exchange. Gets it back to the infield. Kevin with his heels on the edge of the grass. Retires Villarreal for the second out. Scary plays here in this sixth inning. Mets have made two of them. Chase Atkinson will come up. Stirring in the Mets bullpen down the third base line. Could be the last inning for Morris. He throws a fast strike. Now Cade, again, the exception of one inning last week where he gave up three home runs and five total runs, looked really sharp. Just one bad inning did him in. Thought it was one of the more impressive performances given that after that happened, he locked it down. Would have been easy just to say, not my night, give in. He gutted through it. Now he might be going through six scoreless innings as he gets this ground ball out from Vargas. Retires Atkinson, inning over. No runs, a hit, no errors, one stranded. Cade Morris, six shutout innings. With no walks and five strikeouts, he's in line to get a win. We play on to the seventh at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets lead 1-0.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're in the seventh inning. I'm playing baseball for, what, an hour and 57 minutes now. Ronald Hernandez at the plate, and he takes ball one inside from Hunter Hayes. Mets lead 1-0 on the Colin Hout two-out RBI single in the fourth. Hernandez, a big bouncing ball to first base, stabbed by Friedrich, and a bad throw to his pitcher covering. He rushed it, and Hernandez is safe. I mean, Friedrich very well could have taken that himself, really. Well, that was a very rushed throw. He threw that to Hayes, and Hayes was still about 20 feet away from the base. No need to go that fast. Let's see if the Mets can take advantage of the error. Cuevas running out of time for his four-game hit streak. Two strikeouts. Hayes throws a curveball. 79 miles per hour, four strike one. The game's first error. Thought there could have been an error on the Mets a couple innings ago. Said it was a hit. Each team has five of those. Cuevas fouls one away. And it's nothing in two. Hayes last year, again, wire to wire in Palm Beach, mainly out of the bullpen, but did start five games, 15 relief appearances, five starts. Breaking ball missed away. Three wins, three losses, three saves, two holds. Kind of used them all over the place. Line drive into center field, down for a base hit. Cuevas has himself a five-game hitting streak. And more importantly, has set the Mets up with first and second and nobody out in the seventh inning. Well, folks, here you go. On a 10-game losing streak, you have a lead in the seventh inning. You have first and second, no outs, a chance for more. This is it. This is how you break streaks like this. You capitalize. Hernandez, then Villavicencio. It's two scheduled hitters. Hayes, first pitch, inside, ball one. You really are playing with fire if you cannot get a run across here. Scoring opportunities, they have not been aplenty for either side. 1-0 pitch. Ground ball, weakly hit out to short. It'll be picked up by Espinoza. Throws not in time to first base. Hernandez hustles through it. Did the other Hernandez get tagged? No. Ronald Hernandez going second to third avoids the tag from Espinoza. And Espinoza's throw to get Jose didn't quite get there. He legs out an infield single. Mets have loaded the bases with nobody out. That was a good job by Ronald to avoid the tag. Just a slow roller. Jose hustling hard for the hit. Mound beating Sammy Hernandez, the catcher for Palm Beach, out to talk to Hayes. Well, now this is really it for the Mets. Bases loaded, no outs. Got to come up with something. Got to find a way to expand this 1-0 lead. Villavicencio, two hits yesterday, a hit today. One of the team's hotter hitters right now at the plate. First pitch, he takes a slider for a strike. No one warming up in the Palm Beach bullpen. Hayes the 0-1, a nubber off the end of the bat, foul. And it's nothing in two. Hayes set, the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, and it's popped up on the infield. Infield fly rule, in effect, caught by Espinoza. Now, Villavicencio can't get a run in. The bases stay loaded. Back to the top in Vargas. Vargas, a single and a walk today. Infield was playing back for Palm Beach against Villavicencio, and they're kind of playing back again. Vargas fouls the first one straight back for strike one. At least the middle infielders, Espinoza and Villarreal, are playing back. First base, Friedrich. Third baseman, Salazar. Well, they're not exactly coming in. Maybe just past even with their bags. Breaking ball, grounded, foul. And now it's 0-2. On Vargas. Some eager swinging here. Villavicencio, three pitches, three strikes. Vargas, two pitches, two strikes. Starts to tilt back in Palm Beach's favor now. Hayes, the 0-2, inside for a ball. The fastball. Vargas, one of the best teenagers at not striking out last season. Still a teenager, just turned 19 yesterday. The 1-2, he takes another one low. Well, Hunter Hayes tried to get the strikeout, hunting for that with the 0-2 count. Now that it's 2-2, he's got to bring one in the zone. The pitch, he missed in the dirt, and it's a full count. Well, a huge pitch coming here. 1-0 Mets, seventh inning. Bases loaded, one out, full count. Mets have not hit the ball out of the infield this inning. Still trying to get some runs. 3-2, fouled back, straight back. Fastball at 93. Hernandez reached on the throwing error by the first baseman. Cuevas singled into center. And the infield hit and the infield fly. 3-2 again, foul back again. Next pitch of the at-bat will be the eighth. Hayes ready for another 3-2. Fouled back again. Attacked him with the fastball. A little higher this time. Be a nine-pitch at-bat. These pitches, 3-2, that Vargas has swung at have been in the strike zone. Breaking ball, grounded to second. Throw goes to second for one. Back to first. It's a double play. And the Mets do not score. 10-game losing streak. Bases loaded, no outs. A chance to finally get some breathing room. A pop out and a double play on a 9-pitch at bat. They do not produce a run. The Cardinals get out of it. We're at the seventh inning stretch. It remains 1-0 Mets.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
A mild surprise, Cade Morris back out there at 83 pitches. Going to pitch into the seventh inning. First Met pitcher this year. Pitch into the seventh as a starter. And he gets a pop-up on the first pitch from Chase Davis. And that is going to be caught by Ronald Hernandez. Right up against the wall, and he falls down in the on-deck circle on the Mets side. What a great play. Ronald Hernandez, Mets fans love it. A few that are here. One pitch, one out for Cade Morris, and maybe that will help swing the momentum back to the Mets side. The Cardinals had to feel extremely good coming in this inning, down just 1-0. Ronald Hernandez, tremendous play. Samuel Hernandez now takes a strike. And that was popped up right next to the Mets dugout. Hernandez up against the netting, stumbles back and makes the catch and falls down. Line drive foul, and it's 0-2. And now with the first pitch out, Cade Morris can really afford to go attack Hernandez, the hitter. It was 1-for-2 with an infield hit. 0-2 pitch, right in there for a called third strike. Two up, two down on four pitches. And now Cade Morris looking for seven shutout. Doesn't look like he cared the Mets didn't score in the top of the seventh. Rolls right along. He's retired four straight. He has struck out Joe Bear twice. Joe Bear back in the box. First pitch, fastball, missed away. Zach Thornton is throwing in the Mets bullpen. But just really watching at the moment. Every once in a while, chucking one. A 1-0 pitch. Missed low for ball two. Well, the Mets have not been involved in a game this year, coming into the series with a pitcher for either team pitching into the seventh. 2-0 pitch missed low. Yesterday, Juan Salas went 6 2/3, and now Morris at 6 2/3 has not walked a batter. This might be it. You'd hate to go out on a walk. He's got to find a way to come back and get Joe Bear. Joe Bear flies the ball into left field. Rosa on the run, still running. He makes the catch. Running the whole way. Joe Bear swings 3-0 and flies out. How about that? Cade Morris, season high for any St. Lucie starter. 7 innings. 5 hits, no runs, no walks, 6 strikeouts. Start of the year for Cade Morris. We go to the 8th. Mets still lead 1-0.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Getting deep into this game, 1-0 Mets. Jesus Baez at the plate, new pitcher on the mound. Swing and a miss. This new pitcher is Luis Gastelum. Now Gastelum takes over for Hunter Hayes. Gets a swing and a miss. Baez 1-for-3 tonight. Pitches inside, so Hayes, two scoreless innings, somehow wiggled out of a bases-loaded, no-out jam. Swing and a miss on a fastball at 92. And Baez will use his timeout. Gastelum, the 1-2 pitch, rolled foul, changeup at 81. Hayes officially two innings, three hits, no runs, one walk, one strikeout. 36 pitches, 24 strikes. Gastelum's pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, good slider. Back to that double play that ended the bottom of the seventh. You know how hard that is to do as a pitcher on your ninth pitch of the inning? And Vargas had him lined up, hit it hard right on the ground to Villarreal. 4-6-3 twin killing. Vargas fast, of course, left-handed batter. He needed to hit that one just that hard to be doubled up. This ball is a rocket in the left field by Rosa, and it's going to be flagged down by Cordoba. That was a better swing from Rosa, one of the better swings he's had of the series. A long flyout. Two up, two down, and Boston Barrow will hit. Barrow, a ground rule double in the sixth inning. If it hit the wall and stayed in, would have given the Mets another run. Instead, it remains 1-0. Change up for a strike. Mets, a two-out RBI single by Houck in the fourth against Saladin, the starter. That's it. One pitch outside. Another changeup. Looks like Zach Thornton is going to pitch the eighth inning for the Mets. Perhaps the ninth. A 1-1 pitch. Called strike. Time called by Barrow out of this 1-2 pitch. Gastelum's 1-2. Swung on and missed the changeup in the dirt. Quick inning for Gastelum with two strikeouts and a lineout. Looks like we will have a new pitcher for the Mets. Yep, Thornton is crossing the line. He's going to look to keep it a 1-0 lead.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Lefty Zach Thornton is on the mound. What a start by Cade Morris. Maybe didn't rack up the strikeouts that a Tong or a Wenninger has, but man, seven innings of shutout ball. Not like he was pitching with the lead, the big comfort lead either. No score, 1-0 the whole time. There's Friedrich taking a ball and then fouling one off. Friedrich, Espinoza, and Cordoba. Cade retired the last five he faced. Gave up, again, just five hits, all singles. He's not really in any trouble. Swing and a miss on the slider. It's 1-2. Cardinals went 0-2 and with runners in scoring position. A 1-2 pitch, ground ball foul, skirts just to the left of third base. Really, that play of the night so far was that throw by Cuevas into right from right field. Went right through the infield, bounced off the Mets dugout right to Cade, who threw to third base to get a runner out. This curveball nearly hits Friedrich, the 2-2. Bad base running by Hernandez in that sequence back in the fifth inning. Running into a second out at third. The 2-2, breaking ball swung on and missed. Thornton strikes out Friedrich. Bat goes flying to the backstop. Fortunately, nobody hurt. The one away. Thornton takes advantage of that lefty-lefty matchup. Thornton, 22 years old from Minnesota. Drafted last year in the fifth round out of Grand Canyon. His seventh game and his fourth out of the bullpen. And to save a pitch clock violation, Ronald will run out and have a word. The clock was going to expire. Thornton, back-to-back games, both out of the bullpen, four innings, two earned runs. They're not asking him to go four today, just two, and hoping for scoreless. Espinoza takes this curveball low. Last week in Bradenton, four innings, four hits, two runs, three walks, three strikeouts. Ball is blooped out towards second. Vargas makes the catch on the dirt. Two easy outs here. Strikeout, pop out. Back to the top in Cordoba. It was 0 for 3. First pitch to him, a swing and a miss, right over the top of a slider. Cordoba's grounded out short twice and struck out once. 0-1 pitch, popped out of play, and it's nothing in two. Curveball. A steady diet of off-speed pitches here from Thornton. And Cordoba will use his timeout. Thornton returning to the site of his team debut. Back here on April 9th against Jupiter. 0-2 pitch. Fly out of play to the right. A fastball at 91. One nothing Mets. Two outs in the bottom of the eighth. Base is empty. Thornton's pitch. A fly into center. Rounding to it. Villavicencio makes the catch. Inning over. Zach Thornton, a 1-2-3 eighth in relief of Morris. We go to the ninth. Mets will look for insurance as they lead 1-0. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stluciemets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Mets going to try to exercise some demons. When the Mets are up one run or tied in the ninth inning this year. They are 0-6. They are up a run in the ninth today, trying to get to 1-6. It'll be Hauk, Hernandez, and Cuevas looking for insurance against Gastelum. First pitch, swing and a foul ball off to the right by Hauk, who's provided the game's lone run. RBI single with two outs in the fourth. Two strikeouts to go along with that. One for three. It will be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Palm Beach in the ninth. Fastball low. But Palm Beach has gone cold. Just one base runner in their last 10 batters. 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled away. Curveball. And it will be Zach Thornton to pitch it. Could be a night with another two pitchers, and that's all used for the Mets. 1-2 in the dirt. By the way, this game, of course, flying along 1-0. Looks like we have several good pitching appearances across the league tonight. Give the other scores momentarily. Gastelum looks in ahead of this 2-2 to Hauk. Breaking ball grounded sharply to third, but right to Salazar. Throw is good. A little high, but Friedrich holds the bag. Hauk hustling all the way out by a step. Dunedin's up 4-0 at home against Jupiter, that game in the eighth. Lakeland is up 14-1 against Fort Myers in the sixth, so Lakeland's pitching it well. Lakeland, by the way, blew a 5-0 first inning lead yesterday. They scored 8 today, dared Fort Myers to come back, which will not be happening. There's a pitch for a strike to Hernandez. Tampa beating Bradenton 3-0 in the eighth. So you got three shutouts going right now. Another game with only one run given up by the go-ahead team ahead. As this pitch is fouled back. Bradenton on that 11-game winning streak. Stretch it to 11 yesterday with the win at Tampa. But now three outs away from seeing that come to an end. 0-2 pitch, Hernandez rolls it foul. Daytona and Clearwater, noon game scheduled today. It didn't work out. It rained at noon and they were postponed. If they had played at night, probably would have been okay. I didn't read the Farmer's Almanac way back in November when they made the schedule. 0-2 pitch coming, and it's lobbed into center field, sinking quickly for a base hit. Ronald Hernandez, the one-out single. Potential insurance run there at first base. Last time the Mets won a road game, it looked very similar to this. A 2-0 victory on April 26th against Daytona. It's 1-0 right now. Cuevas a single and two strikeouts tonight, 1-for-3. First pitch, he flies it out of play. Mets in the seventh inning loaded the bases with no outs, but a pop out on the infield and a double play ball squandered a chance to add to this lead. They're hoping that it does not come back to bite them. Swing and a miss. Of course, the Mets, when they've had to face these teams on the road in the bottom of the ninth, up a run or tied, it's like they have been playing the 1927 Yankees. All of a sudden, everybody hits. Swing and a miss on a changeup, and Cuevas strikes out. Moments away, maybe, from finding out if Palm Beach is going to look the same. Jose Hernandez, all that stands between Cardinals and Mets going to the home ninth with the one-run difference. One for three with an infield hit, two strikeouts. He takes a fastball away. Mets have out-hit the Cardinals 8-5. I think with eight runs, they'd have more than eight hits. They'd have more than one run as this pitch is in the dirt. 2-for-7 for the Mets. Runners in scoring position. They can't find the ball. Hernandez tries to go to second, and he will. Well, Sammy Hernandez blocked that pitch in the dirt, didn't see where it was. It was laying right there on the chalk line in the batter's box, and it was picked up by the pitcher. Think about how far the pitcher had to run in to pick up that ball. A foot from home plate. Hernandez was looking everywhere but in front of him, so Ronald Hernandez takes second. Now a hit could give the Mets the insurance run. Outside, it's 3-0 on Jose. Oh, we got too many Hernandezes. Jose at the plate, Ronald on second base, and Sammy catching. In the dirt, ball four. First and second, two outs. And Villavicencio, after he had a chance to break the game open back in the seventh, bases loaded, no outs, and popped out. Can he come up with a big hit here and drive in an all-important second run? Gastelum, first pitch, outside, ball one. And time is called. Sammy Hernandez going out for a visit. And now the pitching coach, Gio Carrera, will head out as well, which gives us time to talk about what's happening in the Mets organization. New York Mets tonight down 5-2 in the sixth inning at Philly. That's that four-game split series, two in New York, two in Philadelphia. Mets in that stretch of seven games in a row against Atlanta and Philly. So far, 1-4 in that stretch, and needing a comeback or else they'll be 1-5. Syracuse beat Iowa 4-3. 11 a.m. start completed early due to rain in six innings. Binghamton scoreless against Bowie through seven. Bowie scores four in the eighth to win 4-0. Bowling Green roughs up Brooklyn 15-5 today. Those were all day games. FCL Mets won 7-4 in seven innings and another day game. So the Mets in St. Lucie and the New York Mets, the only night games in the organization. Mound visit over. The 1-0 pitch is outside from Gastelum. And it's 2-0. Can't find the strike zone. 2-0 pitch. That one off. 3-0. Well, Mets might be walking their way to loading the bases. Villavicencio takes strike one all the way. That'll make him show it. Three-one pitch, fouled straight back, and it's a full count. One nothing Mets, first and second, two outs. Top of the ninth, runners will be moving. Gastelum set for the payoff pitch. It's popped up into shallow right field. On comes Joe Bear. He's still coming on. He makes the catch. Side retired. Mets threatened. Do not score in the top of the ninth. Two are stranded. Buckle up. Here we go. One run lead. Bottom of the ninth. Mets three outs away from snapping a 10-game losing streak.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, this game only 2 hours and 4 minutes old. I think I spoke earlier. For some reason, I thought this game started at 6 o'clock. Nope, started at 6:31. It's now 8:35. Zach Thornton, an easy 1-2-3-8 inning. On just 12 pitches, threw a lot of strikes. Now he has to face the heart of the order, 2, 3, and 4 for Palm Beach. Cardinals have been shut out on 5 hits tonight. 7 innings from Morris and the 1 inning from Thornton, looking for his second save. Mets trying to snap a 10-game overall losing streak, a 9-game road losing streak. They've been in this spot, feels like a lot, 6 times exactly, either tied in the ninth on the road or up 1 run in the ninth on the road, and they haven't won any of those games. Can they get one here? Salazar, the first batter, takes a pitch outside at 83. Salazar has been the top hitter in the series so far. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Thornton's pitch is a slow ground ball to Barrow. He's going to bare hand. He throws. Hernandez can't hold the bag. Hernandez fell off the bag, made the catch, but the foot clearly off. That's going to be an infield hit for Salazar, and the tying run is aboard. A swinging bunt infield single. Barrow did all he could. Just needed to make a little better throw. And it looks like we might have a pinch runner. We do. It's going to be Trey Richardson III, replacing Salazar at first base. We'll see if that's a move to just have a better base runner or a stealer out there. Villarreal, 1-for-3 at the plate. Takes one low. Richardson not running. Holding base runners, throwing base runners out, not the Mets' forte this season. Cardinals haven't had many runners out there today to test. Richardson, a good size lead, not running, pitches inside for ball two. Thornton. The pitch home, gets it over. Strike on the outside corner. It's not thrown over to first base, and Richardson has not shown any indications of running. Richardson, 2 stolen bases, 2 times caught this year. Thornton will throw over, and Richardson safe. Richardson back to a good size lead. Thornton's pitch home is lined out at Houck at short for out number one. Richardson quickly back to first, no throw. Good read by Richardson. Boy, in the air. Knew right away it was going to be an out to Houck. This broadcaster hoping that Richardson had a bad read and would be doubled off. He wasn't. One away. Atkinson, the batter, 1-for-3. Pitch home. Comes inside, nearly hits him. Ball one. Slider, 85. And Richardson, no signs of running. Atkinson hit into a double play yesterday. Throw over to first. Checking in. He's safe. No tag. Boy, got to be very careful throwing over to first. There's so much foul ground. Errant pickoff throw is going to put Richardson at third. A 1-0 home. Too high. Two balls and no strikes yesterday. And that starter Franklin Gomez, a wayward throw over to first base. Runner went first to third. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut on a fastball out of the zone by Atkinson. 1-0 Mets. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Tying run at first base. Time called by Atkinson. Palm Beach has a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for a possible 10th inning. Ground ball foul off to the Mets dugout. Strike two. Thornton rallying back here. Well, if he can get through Atkinson, he's got a lefty on deck. And that matchup would favor him. Thornton coming set. The 2-2 will have to wait. Throw goes to first. Richardson safe. And that's it. No more throwovers. Or else it's a balk. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball deep into left field, and that ball is going to be a game-winning home run. Chase Atkinson walks it off. A stunner. Just cleared the wall in left. Cardinals win 2-1 as they celebrate and mop Atkinson with the Gatorade at home plate. The Mets losing streak hits 11. This one, the most crushing of all. They just posted on the scoreboard. It's hard to believe. Chase Atkinson, a one-out, two-strike home run over the left field wall. Palm Beach hadn't scored all game long. They score their only runs on the last pitch of the game. That's a stunner. A lot of Mets still standing in the dugout, can't believe it. Many more absolutely storming off down the left field line, and it's hard to blame them. This is the most remarkable stat I have ever seen broadcasting St. Lucie Mets baseball. The Mets are 0-7 in games on the road in which they lead by one or are tied. Just heartbreaking stuff. Mets look back at that seventh inning. Bases loaded, no outs, didn't score. Could have ended the game right there. Cade Morris, best start of the season. No decision. Mets will drop to 12-23 on the season. Palm Beach, 20-15 on the year. The Mets will need to win tomorrow to avoid having tying the longest road losing streak in franchise history. Winning pitcher, Luis Castellum. Losing pitcher, Zach Thornton. Take a break, wrap it up with the postgame show after these messages.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Still hard to wrap your head around it. Mets 1-0 lead. Two outs to go. Not to be. Chase Atkinson, game-winning walk-off two-run homer. Came on a curveball at 79 miles an hour. Exit velocity 99.9. Low launch angle 22 degrees. 359 feet. And the Gatorade bath at home plate to end it. Let's get to the scoring summary. And maybe most importantly, the non-scoring summary. You go to the fourth inning. Jesus Baez led off with a base hit. Extended his hit streak to 15 games. Went to second on a wild pitch. Tagged to third on Boston Barrow's fly out to the warning track. And then Colin Houck, in desperate need of a hit, had been 1-for-25 on this road trip. Singles up the middle to bring home Baez. That was 1-0 Mets. Meanwhile, nothing doing for Braden or for Palm Beach. They couldn't get anything going against Morris. And then when the Mets came to the plate in the bottom of the top of the seventh inning, Hernandez reached on an error, a real gift from the first baseman Friedrich. Made a terrible throw to his pitcher covering. Cuevas then singles. Hernandez then hustles through an infield single. Mets have the bases loaded, no outs. Kevin Villavicencio down on three pitches on an infield fly. It stays 1-0. Marco Vargas battles nine pitches, and the result is an inning-ending double play. What are we doing here? I mean, how is this possible? That should end in a hit. That should end in a walk. It should end in a run. Only the St. Lucie Mets could have a nine-pitch battle like that end up as being the absolute worst-case outcome the way this is going. It's a double play. They don't score. And he just had a feeling that that might come back and haunt them. But then Cade Morris came out and blew through the bottom of the seventh on a pop-out, a strikeout, and a fly. And you think, well, it's the Mets' night. They shook that off. They're going to do it. And then Zach Thornton, a 1-2-3 12-pitch eighth. They're going to do it. Then it's kind of got that sinking feeling a little bit. First batter of the ninth, bottom half, Salazar, that chopper up the third base line. It looked like it hit all the way. Barrow barehanded it. He just couldn't make an accurate throw. And right there, it's like, oh boy, they hit a dribbler 80 feet down the line, and that's going to spiral this inning. Well, it kind of did. Two batters later, Atkinson, a two-out, two-strike home run, tucked in a left-field corner. The only home run of the week so far in a ballpark that really doesn't yield many home runs. But, of course, with the St. Lucie Mets being on this streak, it yielded one right there. 2-1 final. Box score starting with the line score. One run, eight hits, no errors for the Mets. Two runs, seven hits, one error for Palm Beach. Pitchers in the game. Morris, seven innings, five hits, shutout. No walks, six strikeouts. Poised to get his first win in the Mets organization. Not to be. Thornton, his second blown save and his second loss. Inning in the third, two hits, two runs, no walks, and a strikeout. For Palm Beach, they get Saladin off the hook. Five innings, four hits, one run, no walks, eight punch out. Hayes, give him credit for getting out of the bases loaded jam, two scoreless innings. Gastelum, two scoreless innings. The Mets score three runs off the Palm Beach bullpen yesterday when they didn't really need to because the game was basically already over. And, of course, today, four innings, shutout ball for the Palm Beach bullpen. Ball game played in a tidy 2 hours and 10 minutes. 1,630 baseball-loving souls on Silver Slugger night watched the Palm Beach Cardinals walk off the Mets. Mets now, when it comes to walk-offs this year, well, they have two at home, and they have suffered seven on the road in 20 road games. They're in it, folks. They're in it. You know their run differential is minus three? That's the fifth best in the league out of 10 teams. Their record second to worst. So, make a long story short there, when they win, they blow them out. in all the close games, they lose. That's basically been summed up. You look at their last three wins, 5-run win, 7-run win, 10-run win. And then the losses, 3 runs, 4 runs, 4 runs, 4 runs, 1 run, 5 runs, 1 run, 1 run, 1 run, 4 runs, 1 run. Man, I don't think I've ever seen a stretch like this. 11 straight losses and all those 1-run losses mixed in there. Just brutal times right now for this St. Lucie team. All they can do is try to turn the page and try to avoid some history tomorrow, as it'll be another 6:30 start. Hey, pitch it like they did today, bat like they did over the weekend in Bradenton, and it'll start turning around. It's dark right now, but a win's got to be coming soon, you would hope and think. It'll be another 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Jupiter, Florida, Palm Beach Cardinals 2, St. Lucie Mets 1. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. Hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.